laughing. It's a good Friday morning. We're having fun.
Oh, as always. Exactly. We are preparing for our longest work day of the month.
Yeah, exactly.
It's First Friday Art Walk, but what fun.
Exactly.
Log on to esartcenter.com or Google it so that you can look at the pictures with us. Click on Visit and then Exhibits, and we will see. Oh, you've got, yeah. I was wondering, what is Lazy Boy doing up there?
Yeah, so Lazy Boy is going to be our sponsor for tonight. And so they sponsor all of our refreshments and our live music.
I see.
And usually they will bring in kind of a vignette that they set up in the foyer of the art center with like some, like a chair or some furniture. And they do like this whole cute little setup where you can kind of relax and hang out at art
Very
center
nice.
While you're there.
So is the lady that does the voice for Lazy Boy, is she going to be there?
I don't know if she'll be there, but I actually got to meet her for the first time a couple of months ago because they are redoing some furniture that we've got downstairs in a waiting room when we got the impact grant. And so I got to meet her for the first time and I was like, why does your voice sound so familiar?
That might be it.
So I don't know if she'll be there or not, but that would be really great if she was because she's a very sweet lady.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll be set up in the foyer. And then we've got four exhibits going on tonight. We've got two that are carrying over from last month. So if you missed them last month, you get a second chance to check them out.
That's the Null Collection and the Member Sales Gallery?
Yeah, and then we've got the Watercolor and Graphic Art Society of Mobile. Long title.
That's one of my favorites. Is that new?
That's going to be from last month, too.
Right.
But Billy Bourgeois is our first one, and she is from the Baton Rouge area. And she'll be here tonight. She missed last month, so she'll be here tonight so you can meet her. And she does a lot of like abstract, floral, a lot of mark making is what she calls it. She kind of doesn't have a plan when she goes into a painting, and she just starts with a bunch of strokes of paint, and it goes from there.
Okay, this one looks like perhaps an elephant. Maybe?
Yeah, it kind of almost looks like a pinata to me, like next to a vase of flowers.
Maybe abstract and maybe primitive.
Kind of primitive looking.
I don't know the lingo in the art world, so.
Yeah, basic shapes and shadows and colors, and then a lot of like kind of almost floral looking abstracts. And there a lot of them are very large,
like
4 to 5 feet. Yeah, a lot of different colors.
Some of that abstract primitive thing's not really my bag,
but
I think there must be the colors in this one I like.
Yeah a lot of them are like very bright greens and reds, but then she does have this very striking wall where it's a lot of gray and red or black subtle colors.
Are they real big?
Yeah, so like a lot of the ones when you first come into the gallery, they maybe even range from more like 6 feet across. So
now, see,
huge.
A statement piece on huge wall and a big
right
mansion.
Yeah,
I can see that working. I can see that working.
There's her. I got a picture of Billy on there.
Really?
But yeah, she's
like
from
a sweet
Baton
lady.
Yeah, she's from Baton Rouge, and she's actually. This weekend she'll be here with us for a workshop as well, and it actually sold out, so we are happy to have her. So yeah, also if you're on the homepage, you can just click on that big painting of hers and it'll take you right to the same page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
so
neat.
So Billy's our first one. She's going to be in that large gallery when you come in. And then our second exhibit is going to be Watercolor and Graphic Art Society of Mobile. And if you go down, I've got a couple of pictures of the gallery itself. All of these works are behind glass, so it's kind of hard to take pictures of them without getting a reflection of myself.
And is that because it's watercolor and you've got to be careful with it brushing up or rubbing on anything, I would guess?
Exactly. You want to protect it from the elements. Mm-hmm. So it's very precious cargo. And
and
it's watercolor and it's graphic art, so that entails mixed media, pencil, graphite pencil, charcoal, anything of that nature too. So a lot of different subject matters, florals, we've got churches, birds, portraits. I've got one duo of donkeys
on there.
So and then just a group photo, so a little bit of everything. And like I said, they're from the Mobile area, so we're happy to have them. At least every other year or every 3 years they'll do a group show.
How many participants in that?
I think this show had about 45 pieces.
Okay.
So.
And that's the Watercolor and Graphic Arts Society of Mobile.
Yeah. And then our third exhibit is going to be our Null or our Member Sales Gallery. and that's in the long hallway right when you come into the gallery. You go to the right, and this is going to be our member artists of the Art Center. And again, that's a lot of different pieces. It's about 30 or 35 pieces from our members.
Wide variety,
yeah.
From some of the beach scenes to our pets and figurines and abstract and whatnot.
All different sizes. She's looking at one right now. It's Vicky Boyd.
Oh, I was going to try to guess. She looks like another artist we've had here in the studio.
Oh, okay, good.
Whose name is passing me at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's got a great like scarf over her head with some sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's going to be riding around in a Corvette or
something. Right,
or something with the top down.
Yeah, that's cute.
And then we've got the Knoll Collection of Alabama Art. This changes out. We're trying to change it out every quarter, so every like 3 or 4 months. And this month we have two artists that are part of Knoll's collection, two Alabama artists, Mose T and Jimmy Lee Suddeth. And like I said, they are two outsider artists that lived in Mobile. They are since passed away, but we have about 6 or 7 pieces from each artist in there.
Very interesting.
Yeah. A lot of colorful portraits, florals. And that's Mose T. He was born outside of Montgomery, Alabama. He's an outsider artist, and he uses pure paint, so basically house paint. He uses what is around him to do his creations. And I think a couple of his exhibit as well have a couple of touches from family members as well.
Yeah, I like this quote. From bizarre interpretations of animals to humorous portraits.
Mm-hmm.
Mose T's creativity is evident throughout his prolific body of work. It's a bit unusual, but that's the thing about art.
Yeah.
That's got to be where the cliche came
from.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly.
What I like, someone else may not, and vice versa.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's all of our exhibits. We've got live music from Jay Meganson. He'll be on the guitar inside. I was hoping he'd get to be outside, so we'll see if this rain gets out of the way.
Depends on the weather, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he'll be set up on the guitar, and then, like I said, we've got sponsored by Lazy Boy, so they'll have that venue set up
with some refreshments and the wine.
With refreshments.
Admission is free.
Admission is free, as always.
That's nice.
Yeah, 6 to 8, come on out. And I was actually listening to you on my drive over here, and you mentioned something about Rita's here, and I was like, oh, man, I may have to break away for a little bit.
dash away and come see
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
We've got Rita's Frozen Treats here with free samples, and then he's going to bring the bigger cups in case you want to buy one to walk around with.
Oh, but, yum.
It's International Donut Day, so Mark is like over the moon about donuts. It's like the only day of the year I can eat all the donuts I want with
exactly.
no excuse.
I was about to say, where is he right now with my donuts
not
for breakfast?
I know, right? But he's going to bring, we'll have at least probably several dozen donuts here.
Oh, man.
And then we're going to have a meet the staff of the Fairhope Living magazine.
That's right. I heard that too.
Sneak preview Alodia. Of the June issue and whatnot. So, yeah, it's going to be a party in the radio station. We do 5:30 till 8 or 8:30 to give folks time to hit the Art Center and everywhere as well. So
good.
Sounds like a big night.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Adrian Clow from the Eastern Shore Art Center. So summer classes and art camps are kicking off or underway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, summer art camp that started this week, and it has sold out except for maybe 2 spots in a class that we've got in 3 weeks. It's a collage camp, but we have completely sold out. It did so well. This has probably been one of our biggest years to date, biggest summers to date as far as camps.
If you're looking online at the esartcenter.org, go to visit, and then under that, go to education, and then you see adults, children, and teens, summer art bash, trips, and so the art bash is full.
Art bash is full.
Wow.
I think, like I said, we've got about 2 spots open in week 3 for our collage camp, and that is it. We are so happy.
And the
kids had a great time. I think we've got 1 kids class at the pottery class that may be in the afternoon. And then our adult classes, they start the week of July 20th.
Okay.
So we went from half-day camps, what we used to do in the past, to full-day camps. So we are super excited about the turnout.
Good, good, good.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And the kids sound like they're having a good time. I like having, I'm upstairs in my little office, and I can hear the kids downstairs in all the studios, and whenever they break for camps, you can hear them screaming, you know, running down the hall, and I'm like, yay, children in the house.
Start them young. I bet exactly. It's fun to watch them do, too.
Oh, yeah, they're putting out some great pieces. Pottery, painting, mixed media, looks like so much fun. I'm so jealous.
So tell us about membership to the Art Center and why that's important.
Yes, so membership greatly helps the Art Center. The Art Center is a nonprofit organization, so we are based on sponsors, grants, and memberships. So we have different levels of membership that you can join. It starts at an individual basis and goes up to family, artist level, a supporter level. And usually what I like to promote is the artist level. If you are getting into the arts and you're intimidated and you want to participate in any way, join as an artist level membership, $80 per year. It starts from the time that you sign up and lasts for a year, and you can get discounts on classes and workshops throughout the year. You get a discount in the gift shop. You get to put your pieces in our member sales gallery that we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. We've got an annual juried show, an annual open show, all types of opportunities. So definitely check that out.
Oh, and let's not forget the gift shop. I don't think I realized that you could shop online at the gift shop.
Yes. So I've put a couple of things online that are in our gift shop right now. We've got some pottery. We've got some ceramic mugs. We've got paintings. We do some sets of greeting cards, and proceeds from the greeting cards go to ESAC programming. Necklaces. I have some fantastic hand-beaded necklaces and bracelets on there right now by Lydia Loftus, a local artist, and they are awesome. Some more ceramics, some tea trays, some piggy banks.
Cute.
So, yeah, definitely check that out as well.
So, the Art Center is open during the day.
Yes. Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay. Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. Free to the public, just to walk in and wander around and look at all the exhibits and go to the gift shop.
Yep, free to attend. Yeah, and if you want to and you want to, you're thinking about taking a class, you can kind of go downstairs and check out one of the studios and see what they look like and see if it inspires you. Yeah.
So if you can't make it tonight, you can go anytime Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, to the Eastern Shore Art Center on Oak Street.
Yes. Oak Street.
Okay. Well, very good. Y'all have a great time. I hate to miss it since we're going to be open here, but a lot of folks generally, you know, frequent both places. So
good.
Rain or shine.
Yes, rain or shine. We'll be there.
Good night. All right. Thank you, Adrian.
As always, thank you.
Adrian Clow with the Eastern Shore Art Center. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, we will post it at WABF1480.com.